Room 12. Preparation of the pulp. The fibres are split and refined during processing. This process ensures that they later hold together as a tear-resistant sheet of paper. The fibre pulp can be processed much more quickly and efficiently by using a hollander instead of stampers. In around 1700, the first papermakers were already installing such machines. Initially, they were also driven by mill wheels. They worked by milling the fibre pulp between a roll and a base plate, both of which were fitted with metal rails, which worked like knives. The roll kept the pulp continuously moving. Up until the 1960s, the hollander, with a modern drive, was state-of-the-art. You can see how the pulp is milled today in the somewhat raised area of the room. The machines stand in a great hall. The workstations are in a spacious separate control room. The equipment consists of great dissolving and many milling machines that process the pulp sequentially and fully automatically. We have exposed the inner workings of a milling machine, a so-called refiner. You can get an impression of the noise made by such a machine if you open the door in the glass partition. The preparation of the pulp runs as a continual process. The entire plant is electronically controlled. The recipes for the different types of paper are stored in the computer, for example, the mixture of the various raw materials, the number of refiners, etc. The personnel monitor the process and intervene in the case of failures. The milling was particularly important for the paper quality when processing rags. For more information, please select number 114.